In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This time of year brings us expectation and expectations. Advent is a time of expectation and a time of expectations. And there is a difference between those two things. Advent is a time of expectation because all around us there is this sense that we are getting ready for something special and important. I know it can be busy and stressful, but at what other time of the year are we as likely to be generous to those in need? At what other time of the year are we likely to get back in touch of family and friends, especially those we haven't seen for a while? At what other time of the year do we feel the need to be at rights with those around us, and if not, extending the hand of friendship to those we have fallen out with, at least retracting for a day or two that fist of hate? Our consciences become much more easily pricked. We know it's supposed to be a season of goodwill, and as Christmas draws ever close, we give each other a bit more leeway. No one really minds if teachers put on an extra games day or a film on the last day of term. If the kids are late to bed, what difference does it make? There is this sense that this is not an ordinary time, and although there might be a lack of focus as to the real meaning of Christmas, there is still a sense of joyful expectation. However, Advent is also a time of expectations, and these are very different things entirely. We can have enormous and unrealistic expectations for others and for ourselves, and we feel the pressure of others' expectations of us. We can feel that things have to be right, whether it's to do with presents, food and drink, and managing a difficult relative, or getting through Christmas without a loved one. Sometimes those expectations can weigh very heavily on our shoulders. And so it's no wonder that for some, the run-up to Christmas can be a bit of a, well, endurance test. And that's a shame, because it doesn't have to be like that. Jesus also had to deal with both expectation and expectations. For years and years, the people of Israel had longed for the coming of a Saviour. The prophets had spoken about his coming, and when Jesus arrived, those who heard who he was were tremendously excited. Simeon in the temple, who'd not seen death until he set eyes on the chosen one. Anna, who spoke to the child, to everyone she met. The three kings who found in Jesus the king they were searching for. They were searching also at that time, and John the Baptist, who called Jesus the one who is to come. There is such great expectation, but in order for those who waited for his coming to truly welcome Jesus, they had to let go of their own preconceptions as to the kind of Messiah that he would be, and the kind of kingdom he would establish. Even his closest disciples had quite a learning curve, as they expected Jesus would become well, an earthly king, and that they would have a place in his kingdom. 70 disciples never made that curve, like Judas, who betrayed Jesus and was arguably more out of disappointment than malice. Jesus disappointed an awful lot of people who had their own rather narrow expectations of him. But for those who were prepared to let go of their expectations, their lives were changed forever. For ourselves, as Christmas approaches, we too are invited to do the same. Sometimes we can have a great set idea of what Christmas should be like, for example. When I was much younger, I always used to think that it wasn't Christmas unless Christmas dinner included bread sauce. And for some, it's actually brandy butter was being served. But you know, it could have been pizza and chips. But if there wasn't bread sauce and brandy butter, Christmas was ruined. I wonder what individually each of our brandy butter was, and what was our bread and butter sauce. The expectations that we load upon ourselves, upon our children, upon our parents, our husbands and wives, and partners. At the end of the day, if we can let go of our own narrow expectations, we can enjoy the great expectation of Christ's coming. For it is not us who makes Christmas come. No matter how hard we work or don't, no matter how organized or disorganized we are, no matter how tidy or messy our lives are, Christ desires to enter our life and to my life. And if we open our hearts to him, we can receive him. When we listen to his words and follow his example, when we try to look at others with his compassion, then we will find a joy and hope that exceeds all our expectations. Amen.